He took all kinds of cases at the outset, except for divorce and infidelity investigations. He considered them undignified. But Pinkerton was not shy about unconventional methods, such as braying into the night like an angry ghost near the bed of a suspect to scare him into confessing. A Chicago newspaper questioned a $700 bill Pinkerton submitted to the city, which included $139 the paper considered a staggering amount for arresting what must have been a multitude of pickpockets. Within a short time, Pinkerton had branch offices in neighboring states with agents investigating murders, counterfeiters, and mail thieves. He also started a uniformed guard service to protect Chicago meatpackers. As his reputation spread, he began taking on more complicated interstate cases, infiltrating spies to protect companies from their enemies, robbers, thieving employees, and organized labor. He set aside the idealism of his Chartist days to become a well-paid tool of business interests. A large part of his agency's income soon came from protecting railroads and the express companies that shipped freight, packages, and money on the trains. The vast railroad expansion of the mid-19th century quickly exposed a serious security weakness for the industry. Police could not protect the trains as they traveled from one jurisdiction to another. Six Midwest railroads paid Pinkerton $10,000 annually by 1855 to protect their lines. He signed security contracts with Wells Fargo, American Express Company, and Adams Express Company. His retainer for security work for one company, the Illinois Central Railroad, was drafted by its attorney, Abraham Lincoln, who was impressed with the work Pinkerton did for the company. Pinkerton never said anything about what he thought of the Illinois Central's lawyer. He became much closer to its vice president, George McClellan, whom he admired greatly.